car back. I'm going to get to feel what air conditioner feels like again.
Roger that. That must be nice.
Without, I'd do without the air conditioner if I could get the internet. It would help greatly with what I'm doing right now, for sure. And it would help me to help other people probably a little better. But I'm here. I'm monitoring. If you need something, let me know. W4SOE.
KO4HKX. You busy?
Directed at me, Patrick, W4SOE.
Yeah, sorry. I was just trying to figure out. I think I may have figured out what's going on, but I can't figure out where to set the COM port, because if you plug in a different USB in a different, or the COM port on this computer, so I can't remember where to set it in this program.
Let's pause for a minute, see if anybody's trying to get in, and then I'll walk you through some stuff before SOE.
One more time, please, sir.
I was just pausing for a minute. I thought I heard someone hit the squelch tail, but I wasn't sure, so I was just pausing. If there's someone trying to get in, please come ahead. W4SOE. Okay. So what I want you to do first and foremost, is this Windows 10 or Windows 11?
10.
A click. And if you're on a tablet that does, or a laptop that doesn't have mouse buttons, I think it's two-finger. But right-click on the Windows button down at the bottom left corner and go to Device Manager. Under the section called Ports, COM, and LPT, expand that and tell me what you have there.
One's a ECP printer port. The other is a Intel R Active Management Technology. That's COM port 4. And then I got the Silicon Lab dual USB ARC bridge port COM5 and COM3.
So let's make sure we know which one we're dealing with. It sounds like you've got two COM ports because you've got a HF and a VHF radio, and I think it could operate independently. So let's watch that and disconnect the USB cable from your computer and tell me what disappeared.
3 and 5 both disappeared.
Go ahead and plug it back in and let me know when they're back. A name of COM3 or what the text inside COM3 is, I'm going to write it down and then I'll have you do the same for COM5.
Silicon Labs dual CP210X USB to UART bridge, semicolon, standard COM port 3.
5 is similar.
The same except for its enhanced COM port, and it's COM port 5.
Those cases, now I do not have a 991, I have a 7300. They use the same sound card and COM port set, COM port hardware. So we're going to guess on this one. We're going to use COM 3. So I need to walk you through where to find that, correct? Have your VARA HF Winlink session up, right? So that little sub window that you open up from inside Winlink. When that's up, go to Settings and Radio Setup.
All right. I got the VARA FM come up and the Winlink VARA FM session come up and a message unable to open radio serial port 3 may be used by another application.
All right, it sounds like you have two sessions open, the HF one, and then you opened up the FM one under it, and they're fighting for the COM port. So let's close everything and then reopen the Winlink Express program solely, and then open up the VARA HF Winlink session solely.
Opened up the VARA, the Winlink session, the Winlink Express, and that's it.
Up top, beside the word open session, select VARA HF Winlink, and then click that big black It's a button, but it doesn't look like a button to open that session. We want to open up the VARA HF Wendlink session only.
And I don't know what it's doing with that message, unable to open radio serial port COM 3.
The VARA HF, not FM, VARA HF Wendlink session. And then you should have a menu. It's like exit settings, channel selection, map, etc. Let me know when you get to there.
I'm there.
Settings, and go to radio setup.
I'm there.
Man, I lost hair trying to figure this out the first time. All right, select radio model. You should have the Yaesu FT991 Alpha radio selected. Is that correct?
This has all worked before.
Can't change anything. I'm not there to see it, so I got to build a mental image of what you've got. So there should be some options for USB, USB digital, etc. Which one do you have selected?
Digital.
And use internal sound card. Is that an option on your screen? And if so, is it selected?
Option on mine.
Every radio has a little different setup, and I can only see mine. All right, is there a radio control port option, aka serial port, to use?
There is, and it's set to COM port 3 right now.
And what is the baud rate that is selected?
200.
Does that match the baud rate that's set in your radio?
I don't know. I don't think it does. I think it's set, the radio is at 38400.
So if the radio is set to 38400 and you try to hit it with 19200, in most instances that should be okay, as long as you're not trying to communicate to the radio faster than the radio is set. But let's double check that. So let's pause here. I know it might take a little bit of time. Go through your radio and see if you can figure out what the baud rate on that USB port is set to. And I'll just be standing by W4SOE.
Check.
Noon, Dave. KO4HKX here.
Yeah, how are you?
Pulling my hair out trying to get Wendlink set up.
We finally have a tree crew out there cutting up all those multiple trees out by the power pole. We had a gentleman stop by a little while ago from UPA saying that they're going to try and hook us up tonight because it's the last run in the line. Once they hook that up, they can turn our street on. So hopefully, I got my fingers crossed.
Good. I'm sure you would enjoy that.
Generated, but we've been running it very sparingly the last 2 days just because of, conserve gas. But we understand now that gas stations are starting to open up around here, so I guess if we need it, we can go out and get it.
That sounds like down there is starting to recover fairly quickly. Up here is just now getting started.
As I turn the generator on, I'll get on Facebook and catch some of the clips and stuff that, people are posting. I'm like, my God, you guys got really beat up there really bad.
After that, and hang on just a minute, Dave. Sean, cat rate on this radio is set to 38400 BPS.
Make that match in the Wendlink program. Finish your QSO, and I'll be sitting here W4SOE.
I just don't want to hold you up. Dave, anything you need to talk about?
No. You guys do what you got to do. I just turned my generator on. I'm just checking in to see what's happening. I'll talk at you later, KP2A checks at 73.
Turn you off. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get this wind link working. It was working, and now it's not. So, anyhow, but it's set to 3,800, Sean, or 38,400.
Set the baud rate in the program to 38,400. Good. And there might be two boxes out beside there. Enable RTS, enable DTR. This is a bit of a trial and error, but I'm going to guess you don't need either of those checked.
Them are checked.
Now, below that, is there a PTT port defined?
Serial port to use. It says external.
Okay. Now, again, this is a guess. I don't have anybody, I don't have internet, so I can't look this up. But in mine, there's a big drop-down list. There's a whole bunch of radios selected, and I just selected my radio model again. So in my case, it says ICOM 7300. Is there an FT991 or 991 Alpha option in that list?
There is, and I selected it.
Good. And click Update, which should close the VARA HF session, and it should open it up on its own in a couple seconds.
Closed it down, opened it back up, and says unable to open radio serial port 3.
If it's not going to hinder anything you're doing right now, let's reboot. It sounds like something's locked, trapped your COM port, right? And I don't know what. We can troubleshoot it, but for the sake of brevity, reboot the computer if able.
So I'm not doing anything with it other than this.
Pour me a cup of coffee.
It's shutting down.
I've got one of those bougie Keurigs I've been dying to use all week for a good cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
If you want to call your brother, KO4HKX.
You're going to pause for a minute. And 9TEC, KC4SKD.
Sitting here listening to these guys about this Windlink thing that sounds very interesting. I got a 7300. The only thing is I got no internet or a decent laptop right now. And I would love to set that up.
Hey, well, I just want to check in and see how y'all doing.
Fine. We've got water. We got food. We are comfy, playing around. I've been listening to the Mount Spivey location most of the day and also helping repeat notes and stuff like that that people miss and everything. And so I am doing my hamily duties.
Cut up top, I fell out of a tree, and it about wore me out, so I had to quit. Yeah, running a chainsaw is not one of my favorite things to do. But anyway, I just want to check, see how y'all doing.
How's Mom?
Whether she's fine, she's got food, water, power, and everything, and she is okay. So, and I've talked to Dad today, too.
I've talked to Charlie a couple of times, too, and I'm just real thankful the kids got back down to Pensacola so he can get on that base and start playing with the Blue Angel planes.
All right, I'll let you go and free up the repeater so these guys can get their Windlink running.
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to him, trying to make some notes on the side, too, and I'm going to see if there's a YouTube video on Windlink and try to get it going myself at some point. See you, Larry. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. Thank you.
Good talking to you. I'll try to check in the net tonight. KC4SKD clear. Thanks, Patrick.
You and Randall, take care. Come back often. KO4HKX.
HKX, over.
Ed, KO4HKX.
I'm doing some, trying to get water to some people and find out, but I'm going to shut down until maybe 8 o'clock to conserve fuel. You've got drizzle coming your way. It'll clear up around 6 p.m. to 7 o'clock. Over.
Thank you for the heads up, Ed, and appreciate all the help this morning. KO4HKX, standing by.
We're going to start around 7:15, and it won't last very long. This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, out until about 8 o'clock.
Hey, this is November 1, Bravo Kilo Golf, Brian. Home from being out on the town today, and as she came through, Rosman said, Jarrett's is open, but no gas, and it's cash only, and just kind of a few supplies, but kind of dwindling, haven't had a restock. And then in an inconsequential note, they said Transylvania County Schools canceled school for the whole week, so if anybody's wondering about that.
I will relay that information out, but to make sure they know it.
3281 to 64. Sounds like 178 still having a little trouble. We'll check that out maybe tomorrow.
I appreciate the update. 4HCAT, W4SOE. I'm back with my bougie coffee.
I shut everything down, brought it back up, opened the WinLink Express, and I haven't gotten any further. I haven't done anything else.
Didn't open up your VARA HF WinLink session.
Unable to open shell port 3.
Maybe it wants us to use COM 4-5. I don't know, unless there's some other application, radio application or something that's grabbing that COM port. So, just go to settings and radio setup and change it on that screen from COM 3 to COM 5. It might be in two places on your radio, I don't know, but make them both say COM 4 and 5 if there's two.
I got using ST-991 on COM port 5, 38400, ready.
Update, it should restart the session, and with a lot of luck, it'll come up and not gripe at us.
Up and didn't gripe at us.
Now, flip over to the VARA HF, W4ATP is calling me. I'll be on the side, and I'll be back, W4SOE.
For LAZ on frequency monitoring.
LAZ, KO4HKX.
I think I was just throwing my call out there, just letting y'all know I'm still over here to grab traffic as it comes in, but sounds like it's been relatively quiet here for the upstate of South Carolina, so we'll see if we get anything here in the next little while, but appreciate you guys being on here all day. KK4LAZ.
Just wish I could get some more information for up this way. Would be a great help.
Like there's been a bit of a communications blackout in that area, so just hoping that everybody's doing all right and getting back on their feet.
A few things back. The radio station here where I'm at, they got a Starlink up finally, so that there are limited text messages coming in from outside where they can do things.
Any reports about damage or any kind of fatalities or anything like that in the Waynesville area? I know some folks that have family up there and they haven't been able to get a hold of them.
I have not heard a whole lot coming out of Waynesville area. I know KC4EZN, he lives in Candler, which is right up in that area. So when he comes back in here, if you hear him, you can come in and ask him that information. And I know he'll usually check in on the net tonight at 9 o'clock for sure.
Good to know. If I hear him in here, I'll try to get him on the horn because, I've got a coworker who's got family up there and she hasn't been able to reach them. So I just didn't know if the storm did a lot of damage in that area as well or not. I mean, I assume that sounds like the communications infrastructure's down at least. So. Anyway, I'll be sitting on here for another half hour or so, listening for traffic and sending over reports if I get them. So y'all just give me a holler if you need anything. This is KK4LAZ.
It has been relatively slow, and Sean and I have been taking this opportunity to work on my WinLink.
Got it set up on my computer, at least for the telnet side of things, just the basic internet connection side of things, while I was sitting here listening to the radio. It's actually the first time I've ever messed around with it, so I might see what it takes to get hooked in with my 7300 to do reception over HF at some point, because this looks like a pretty pretty cool protocol, and it can be very useful for situations just like this.
It is a very useful situation, and mine was working. I've had it on this radio before, but I didn't have anybody to practice with and stay in use of it, so I haven't used it in a while, and coming here and it's just not working. So it's one of those things, if you don't use it, it tends to not be there when you need it.
Truth, especially with Windows updates and anything like that, just doing happening whenever it feels like it. Sometimes you get back on the computer and it doesn't even look like it did when you left it. So I totally understand that.
Roger that. Ain't that the truth? Especially on Windows 11.
Windows 11 seems to be a reasonably decent operating system, but I've definitely been trying to stick to 10 where I can because it seems to be a little more mature, obviously, since it's been out for so much longer. We've got a few running each, but in general, I feel like it's a little bit better to stay on 10, at least on my side of things. That's what I've been preferring so far.
That's the truth. I'm leaving some space in there for people to come in if they need to. But in these updates, I've got Windows 10 computers, and then for my business, I got Windows 11, and it's constantly causing a problem. Yeah, for VX, I believe it was.
Did you get your WinLink working?
No, sir. That's what we're here fighting with now. Sean's been trying to help me, but he had to step away for a minute.
All right, I understand completely. I forgot that these newfangled radios have the sound cards built right in.
Not so sure it's a good thing.
Yeah, sound cards and windows. I don't know about Yezus. Well, anyway, I do mean to interrupt. I got to make a stop here. So I wanted to check in real quick and see if you had any joy yet. K04HKX, is that right? W4VX, name here is Chris.
Chris, you got my call sign correct. I was just writing yours down, W4VX. Is that correct? That way I've got all these notes so I can contact people later if I need to or whatever. But I appreciate everything you've done trying to help out.
No, man, a blind squirrel finds a nut.
That.
First thing you have, mobile.
Andrew, KO4HKX here.
KDO or your 991A on WinLink?
991A, huh? Not a new radio, just trying to get it to work again.
Do it. I thought we had it working before.
I haven't used it in a while, so now it doesn't work again.
Still don't have it this evening. If I don't have nothing going on, I'll walk you through it. You got phone service yet, or are y'all still down?
It's starting to come and go. I'm getting scattered messages here and there. But, so nothing I can depend on.
The other way to do it, it would be convenient without the radio. Yeah, I don't know right off. Let me see if I can find the info that I sent you before that we set it up with, but maybe I can help you out this evening.
Been working with me here while the repeater was slow, but he had to step away for a minute.
Don't get it squared away. Just let me know and I can try to help you through it.
Roger that, Andrew. How's things over your way in Inman?
I had to go to work today. We built a... It was a slow day. It was a really bad day trying to keep people busy.
Sure it was. I didn't even try to get down the mountain. It's too much chaos up here, and I guarantee you most of the places didn't have power down there today.
I mean, a lot of them still without power, and there's plenty of red lights without power.
Most of the week, won't be able to do much of anything.
Sure now, though, it doesn't seem too bad on 29.
What part of 29 you on?
Shoot, I'm not even sure. More the upper end, kind of headed towards Welford. I basically turned in front of the plant where the airport is and went down that way. I was trying to find some bread somewhere, but, you know, can't find that. Everybody's hoarding it.
KO4HKX here.
4HNR, hope you're doing well. Just got off the phone with my dad. He heard earlier today at noon, ATM in Hendersonville at the Truist Bank in Hendersonville is open.
Truist Bank in Hendersonville is open. Which side of Hendersonville?
The one right in downtown, I believe.
On Main Street?
On South Main Street, it looks like. Here, I'm pulling up the address here. 222 South Main Street.
Roger that. Well, that'll be closed now, though.
I mean, with the drive-through ATM, that might still be open.
But I'll leave the information for them tomorrow, and that way we can relay it out in the morning.
In for DME.
Me, go ahead, KO4HKX. Connor, I'll be right back.
I just want to give y'all a heads up over there for the ones that can't get into the Mount Mitchell repeater. I do have the Tocoa repeater linked in to Mount Mitchell on 147330. The Tocoa 330 machine is linked in to Mount Mitchell. For the ones, if you can't get into Mount Mitchell, and maybe you can get into Tocoa maybe, or hear it, or listen to it, or whatever. Just want to give y'all a heads up. In for DME.
Appreciate you bringing that in here, and glad you helped did that and linked that up.
I was sitting here debating on whether to do it or not, but, you know, I know they were having a rough time up there, and I figured, you know, between the three, the tri-state area, it had pretty decent coverage, so I figured it, if the sheet fits, why not?
I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate that.
Just trying to help out where I can, because I know they're needing all the help they can get up there. And, of course, I guess all we can do is pray about it and pray for the ones that's actually up there working nonstop and all the different groups that are helping out. I know a lot of different groups up there. And I'll have personally worked with the United Cajun Navy team ever since Hurricane Harvey. So I know that team well and the leader of it. He's the leader for the United Cajun Navy. They're actually, Todd, he's actually up in Washington, D.C. at the FEMA headquarters running their operations from them up there beside of FEMA. So they got crews in Asheville, South Georgia, and they got some in South Carolina as well. So they got their team all over the place. But we definitely need to extend our prayers and thoughts and prayers to all these people and groups out here working.
We do, and be grateful they're out there working around the clock trying to get everything back on for us.
It's true. I know I was listening to one repeater earlier, and one of the linemen power crews come on there, and I forget which repeater it was, and he almost broke down and started crying. And, you know, that's, I tell you, when you get to that point, it's really wearing on you. So, it takes an army.
Well, Paul, I'm going to clear out of here and go back to standby, so if somebody else needs to get in here, we can try to get some information, okay? KO4HKX, standing by.
Y'all carry on, but I just want to give y'all a heads up about the 3-3 machine over here being linked into Mount Mitchell. Y'all carry on and do what y'all do best. I'll be back monitoring. In for DME.
For ZEW.
KO4HKX, go ahead, Ben.
Signal right now. What was that Tocoa repeater frequency again that was linked to Mount Mitchell?
147.330.
Thank you very much. There's a couple people I need to relay that to. KO4ZW, monitoring.
Ben, glad to get that out to you. KO4HKX, standing by.
For LAZ, W4SOE.
Go ahead.
Check and see if you need anything.
Fine down here. Planning to be on here for another 20 minutes or so until 5:30 to grab any reports and get them forwarded over. So no issues on this end.
And I'm here and I'll take over at 5:30.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. This is KK4LAZ on frequency monitoring.
KO4HKX, standing by.
Were you able to get any further? I can't remember where we left off. I got that phone call and my brain just dumped.
It will try to connect, but it says failure to connect to anything, and it's not keying the radio.
Well, we're getting a little somewhere, but not where we want to be. But let me think on that. I'm hoping my internet will come back up here soon. And maybe I can watch a YouTube video specifically on that radio. We'll figure it out. But give me a little bit. W4SOE.
Hear that? Well, I'm just now getting service back. I'm getting text messages in, so think about it a minute. Let me read these. 4HKX, standing by.
K04HKX, W4SOE. Can you shoot me a text if I give you my number?
Try. KO4HKX.
Prepare to copy.
KO4HKX.
3-1-2-1-7-5-7-0-0. I'll copy.
3-1-2-1-7-5-7-0-0. It may go through here in a minute, Sean. KO4HKX.
Just getting restored. There's probably a ton of text messages and people's phones backed up. So, yeah, it'll get here when it gets here, and if it doesn't, we'll try again when it clears.
Ideas on what's going on here now?
I have a few, but it's more like I need to be sitting in front of the machine so I can just go dig. But I'm still thinking. I'm wondering if the roads are passable up from Greenville to you.
You come in 64 and come around that way, you can get here. That's the way coming in now, last I heard.
What we'll do is we'll think about it tonight. See if the internet comes up and I can do some research. I'd rather come up there armed with the specific knowledge on that radio, if I can. If not, I've got an associate here in Aries that has internet in his office. I can probably get over there tomorrow, watch a couple videos, and then possibly shoot up that way. I'm off all week, so I got nothing but time. It's kind of fortuitous I took this week off. We'll figure it out. I mean, worst case, I'm going to bring another laptop with me. And if it's a laptop issue, I'll bring it on good and leave it with you for the duration.
I have another laptop. It just don't have the WinLink and Bar FM on it. I'm wondering if the USB cable is bad.
It wouldn't be the first time I've seen it. I've got known good cables. I'll probably just bring a whole arsenal of stuff with me. And this laptop that I've been using since the power is out, but now the power's back on, I'm switching over to my desktop. You know, I don't have internet, I still got WinLink and all that. We'll get you set up one way or another. Maybe Chad will come back, and it sounds like he has a 991, and it might be just something stupid that I'm not thinking of or don't know about, and he can just hone in on it. I don't know. He's got other things to worry about right now, of course, and if I can get up there, I'll do it.
That. And he does have a 991A. Just don't want to bother him with everything he's got going on.
Yeah, I don't want him to feel like he needs to do anything, unless, you know, he needs something to keep his mind occupied. You know, people are different. Some people need something to keep busy, some don't. That's really up to him. But I got a tank full of gas and a whole lot of motivation. So, like I said, worst case, I'll come up.
We're HKX. Well, I'd love to meet you and shake your hand anyway for everything you've helped me do over the weekend and so far this week. I do appreciate it.
Radio is all about right here, right now. I mean, the social nets and all that, that's fun, but this what we're doing right now is what it's all about, and there's been a lot of folks putting it down. It's increased my outlook and positive attitude dramatically.
that it has mine too. It kind of concerned me about the lack of hams in the area where I'm at, not coming in here. But I don't know, maybe they're over on the Mount Mitchell or one of the other repeaters.
Right. Not everybody is set up to operate, you know, without the daily amenities, right? A lot of people think they were and found out real quick that they weren't, potentially. I found holes in my plan, although I've been able to operate pretty much nonstop since the storm hit. There are gaps that I've identified and working on. But, you know, like you said, it could be on other machines. They could be in a lot worse shape, right? And their health could be bad, family members lost. I mean, there's a myriad of things, right? But we got the people we need. And that's all that matters. Praise God. W4SOE.
Well, once we get through this, I'd like to get a Windlink gateway put over here in the area where I'm at and at least try to do something with that way. If something ever happens again, we're more prepared for it.
I'll help you as needed. I am not a Windlink gateway expert. We've got K4NWX, Rich Shaleda. He's a pretty knowledgeable guy, and I'm sure there's some others. It sounds like Chad probably forgotten more than I know about it. But I can fill in the hardware area and that kind of thing. So once we assess and you know what you need, we'll help you out. I'm going to step away and get another cup of coffee before SOE.
SOE, KO4HX. And I'm going to see if there's anybody out there who wants to relay any information in or has any needs that we can try to meet. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, this is N4VUT, Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I got an update for Blue Ridge Electric.
Go ahead.
The Duke Energy transmission line feeding our Tigerville substation has sustained sufficient damage. Expected to be out of service for several days. Please know the repairs are underway, and once the transmission is online, we will begin restoring power to members in the area.
That's pretty much what I got from Duke up here.
Got an email from Greenville County Schools stating that the schools will be closed through the week.
All Greenville County or just certain ones?
Definitely Tigerville, because that's where our daughters go to elementary school. I'll get you more update when we get more emails.
For that. Thank you, Jamie.
Come N4VUT monitoring.
KO4CEF,
KO4HKX, go ahead.
Hi, up here with internet access. I've sent you the Google Drive link that we used before that had all the setup instructions for the 991A4 Windlink. The problem is it went RCS, so it won't come straight over text messages. I think you got that data. I'm not 100% certain, but I sent it to you. We used it a long time ago.
Hey, can you send it to my email? I have started receiving stuff intermittently.
Might be. I'm about a mile from the house. As soon as I get there, I'll call you back if I need to grab your email. But I think I may have it. I'll find out.
It's real easy. PCKeever@gmail.
Do that. All right. I'll let you know if I send it. Hopefully you can get it. But it was just like a PDF sheet that showed how to set up the 991A on Windlink Express.
I think the USB cable is bad. I'm going to see if I got another one at home and bring it tomorrow.
The device manager is a COM port?
Correctly, and it won't key the radio, which I've used it several times for digital stuff. None of my digital programs will key the radio. So I don't know what's going on. That's why I think it's the cable. Going through the old cable box tonight.
Got one of those. I got several of those. So
Well, good luck to you. I hope you find it. I'll let you get back to it.
KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
All right, Andrew. Thank you. I appreciate you and the family. Be safe out there. And I actually heard your dad come in here on the radio yesterday.
Giving a report. That was about the only way I knew he was at least home safe, because his Verizon didn't have any service up his way.
After that, well, tell him it was good to hear him on the radio, and he needs to do it more often.
Agree.
4HK, standing by.